keeping you informed all weekend from the Automated Office System Studios on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
One thing is for sure about the 118th Congress, it won't have Denver Riggleman in it.
I think this, the next 2 years, it's going to be almost the politics of retaliation and not legislation. But I think you're going to see virtually nothing done.
He was on UVA ground sharing his thoughts on the possibility of a man who campaigned for him years ago, Kevin McCarthy.
First thing you want to do, you want to be honest, ethical, and you want to be willing to listen. Those are all the traits that I see in Denver. Yes, we have our principles and our philosophy, but there is so much we can do for this country. The respect that we give to one another, much different than what we've seen.
Being elected speaker.
I think eventually he'll be voted in. If he's not, there's going to be a lot of chaos on the floor, and I think the Republicans want to try to not have that happen, you know, as they take power over the Congress at this point.
He also had some thoughts of what would happen if he wasn't.
The Senate voting 80-15 to pass a bill to avert a looming railroad strike. President Biden said he'll sign the bill.
Virginia's 5th District Congressman Bob Good was on WCHV Radio and was asked about the vote.
And I voted against it in part because there were two bills, two companion bills in the House and, of course, in the Senate as well. There was the one that was just trying to force the union. And you had people on both sides who didn't like if you voted for it because you were supporting the rail companies or you were supporting the rail workers. But there was a companion bill, Joe, that added the paid 6 days to the package in the second bill that was predicated on the passage of the first bill. So there was an agreement not to have a poison pill in the first bill. But that it was a companion bill, second bill, and I was urging all Republicans not to vote for the first bill because that facilitated the Democrats passing the second bill without any Republican votes, which is, of course, what happened.
The Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA has a great deal for you if you're thinking about bringing home a furry friend for the holidays. The CASPCA partnering with the Bissell Pet Foundation in their Holiday Hope event. Adoption fees will be reduced to $50 or less. Potential adopters who want to bring a furry friend home for the holidays will get to play a carnival game to decide their adoption fee.
You come into the shelter, you'll spin the wheel in the lobby, and it'll either land on $0, $10, $25, or $50, and that will be your adoption fee for any adult cat or dog.
The event has already started and runs through Sunday, December 11th. The shelter is open for adoptions every day from 12 to 6 p.m. No appointment necessary.
Today marks the return of the Ronald McDonald House Gingerbread Competition. It'll be at the Marriott Residence Inn on West Main Street.
It's just a great selection of folks that have come together to get us started back into this event.
The official judging of the entries will take place on December 7th, which is when the winner will be announced.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next at Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast: showers this morning, then breezy this afternoon with clearing skies. High temperatures today in the middle 60s. Mostly clear overnight tonight. Winds go calm as lows fall to the lower to middle 30s. Mostly sunny, much cooler on Sunday. Highs only around 50. Sunshine Monday. Highs middle 50s. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.